Welcome to another episode of AI Breakdown. I'm Megan, joined by my brilliant co-host Ray, as we dissect some of the latest in artificial intelligence research.
Hey everyone, Ray here. Megan, today we're diving into a paper that addresses an ongoing challenge in generative AI, specifically the evaluation of text-to-visual generation.
Yes, evaluating the quality of images and videos generated from text prompts has always been tricky, and that's what this paper attempts to solve.
Right, the paper is Evaluating Text-to-Visual Generation with Image-to-Text Generation, which delves into a serious problem we face with evaluation metrics in generative AI.
And the core of this issue is that existing metrics, like clip score, that measure the correspondence between a generated image and its text prompt, doesn't work well for complicated scenarios.
To illustrate, if we have prompts like the horse is eating the grass and the grass is eating the horse, basic text encoders might see them as similar thanks to the bag of words approach, which obviously isn't right.
To address this, the authors propose a new metric called VQS score, which stands for Visual Question Answering Score. This uses a VQA model to compute the likelihood of a yes answer to a simple question about the image.
So it's kind of like asking a friend if your drawing really aligns with your description. Pretty neat, huh?
Seems simple, but impressive. VQS score, even when used with readily available models, outperforms prior metrics in multiple benchmarks.
And the authors didn't stop there. They developed their own model, the ClipPlant 5. This uses a bidirectional image question encoder, which allows the image embeddings to react to the question and vice versa.
And interestingly, though they trained it only on images, the model is capable of aligning text with videos and 3D models too.
They certainly didn't hold back on testing. On top of these, they also introduced GenAI Bench, 1,600 compositional text prompts that require deep understanding of scenes, objects, relationships, and advanced reasoning.
It's like asking the AI to understand our world in a more human-like way. Plus, they've gathered over 15,000 human ratings for leading generation models. Pretty comprehensive, isn't it?
Definitely. And they've open sourced everything, data, models, code. They're basically inviting other researchers to take their work and build upon it.
That's a significant step forward. So summarizing, we have the VQS score, a promising new direction for image text alignment. Second, the ClipPlant 5 model, which pushes boundaries in this field.
And let's not forget the challenging benchmark GenAI Bench, which surpasses existing benchmarks in terms of complexity and diversity.
Listeners, this paper might well affect how text-to-visual generation's quality is measured, and it's exciting to see its potential impact on the future of AI.
We'll include the link to the paper in the episode description for those who want to delve deeper. Until next time, this is Ray.
And Megan signing off. Have a great day.